T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I need help making my neighbors like me.
You need a lot of help.
You better stop. Whatever. So, I don't think my neighbors like me. I wave at them and they just stare at me.
So why would you want them to like you?
Because I didn't give them a reason to not like me.
Some people just aren't meant to get along.
We don't have to get along, but maybe some acknowledgement of my existence. So I moved to a neighborhood in the suburbs in Vancouver back in February.
You're right.
And since then, I just feel like my neighbors don't like me.
Well, a lot of people have been quarantining, not coming out of the house.
Well, that's what I thought it was at first, but I feel like it's more than that. Because I will be in the front yard, and there is a specific instance where I literally looked at one of my neighbors and said, "Hi there," and waved. And they just stared at me, and then they went back to what they were doing.
Maybe they expected you to bring over a pie when you first moved in, but technically, shouldn't they be bringing you a pie?
I don't know how this works.
Me either.
We moved in February, and this is the very first time since I was a teenager I've lived in a house.
Right.
I've lived in an apartment over the last decade, and I've always made friends with my neighbors because it's always nice to have a neighbor friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
That way you've got somebody you can chit-chat with. You know, if you go out of town, they can just watch your house. You know what I mean? Just like little things like that.
I mean, all my neighbors love me and my little townhouse complex. You should come by.
I know.
Yeah.
And so I'm just really sadsies because, like, I don't know. I'm not used to people not liking me. And I know that makes me sound really sad and whatever. But, like, it's literally taking me back to, like, the middle school years. And I feel like Fat Liz that nobody wants to be friends with.
But I think you need to, like, just assert dominance is what you need to do.
But I've been waving. I don't know what I can do other than waving. And I have two neighbors in particular, and that makes me really sad that they won't wave back at me or talk to me.
What you need is some ain't nobody got time for that attitude. Give them that sassitude.
Because
then they're going to want the attention from you.
Is that what
it
is?
Right back at them.
But they have kids that are close in age to my son. And I feel really bad because he hasn't seen another kid or played with another kid since, like, January.
I got kids in my
quarantine neighborhood,
too. You bring Theo over here. Come on over. Move into my neighborhood. We got some empty units.
I know. I want to make this better, though. You know, I'm under a lease. I don't know if maybe because we're renting and they know we're renters in the neighborhood, but I feel like a lot of people rent.
Everybody rents.
So, like,
I've never seen so much renting in my life.
I don't know what I could have possibly done to have upset them. And then I'm like, well, maybe people in Vancouver don't wave at people. Maybe that's just not...
Yeah, could be the Vancouver way. I don't know. I haven't been... I've been here as long as... You've actually been here a day or two longer than me,
So I need help. How do I make them like me? 503-733-5105.
Go to your neighbor, say, do you have a problem with me? What did I do to you that you can't even... Go to them and ask them what their problem is. Instead of you stressing about it, putting yourself down when you're an amazing person. They don't even know that you're an amazing person.
You're so nice. Now, are you originally from this area? Are you from the Portland area?
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in Portland, Oregon, but I do live in Vancouver now.
Cool.
Now, do people wave? Like, is it that I'm just being aggressively friendly?
People wave at you. They don't even know you, and they will wave at you.
Yeah.
Oh, so it is personal.
So you did something.
It is personal. There is a reason they don't like me.
I like her attitude, though. You just got to rise up on these neighbors and say, what's up?
Go ask them. You know you're a beautiful person. You can tell you are on the radio. Instead of go ask them, what is your beef with? What is your problem with me? You know?
Let's go.
And quit putting yourself down. You're bringing Mike down with you. You're a beautiful person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take Mike with me.
I'll ride or die.
Thank you.
Start some beef in the Vancouver streets.
No. No, I feel like Mike would get too aggressive. That or he'd run and hide halfway through and just leave me abandoned.
Definitely hiding behind a shed.
Right. You're just dragging Mike's sitting there negative vibes. You don't need that. You guys are so positive.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for this, man.
The Buzz, how do I make my neighbors love me?
You don't need to.
That's what I'm saying. Who cares?
Yeah, but they have kids like Theo's age, so he could maybe play with them. And it's always nice to have a neighbor that you can just like, you know, even if they don't like me, why can't they wave at me? How can I make them wave?
As soon as I get home, I shut my garage door. I don't even make eye contact in my backyard with my neighbors.
What if they wave at you? Do you just like look the other way?
They don't wave at me because they know I don't like them.
Why? Why? What? What's the benefit of not waving back?
I just don't like people.
You know, some people just don't like people. They're not people people.
But these two neighbors specifically, they sit in their front yard and they talk to each other in lawn chairs.
Yeah, probably judging the rest of the neighborhood.
I'm funny.
If you want, I'll come over to your house. We can sit in lawn chairs in your driveway, sip some lemonade, and judge everyone.
Okay.
Will that make you feel better?
I'd like that. What's your name, by the way?
It's Kayla.
For me, just today, just once, just wave at one neighbor. Just make eye contact with one, because maybe they're spiraling on the inside.
And you're going to open up Pandora's box. Don't do it, Kayla.
I don't think I'll be leaving the house today. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, yeah.
Kayla's just keeping it real.
I mean, maybe that's how my neighbors are. I've lived there since February. It's a suburban neighborhood in Vancouver. And I want them to like me because they don't wave at me. They don't acknowledge me. I just want to belong.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I sound so needy right now. And usually
I would have given up.
I'm very confident as a person, but like it's bringing up middle school Liz feelings.
See,
so if
I would be at the point where I'd just be doing stuff to agitate them now. Loud music, house parties, you know.
That's not me.
Streaking through the neighborhood.
Okay, I streak through my house sometimes accidentally. But I just want them to like me. If you have any advice, 503-733-5105. It's Liz and Mike in the Morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.